we started arguing and we started fighting each other.
He tried to suppress his rage.
She pushed me and I was like, don't push me, and I pushed her.
And then what happened?
So I picked up her phone and threw it.
Why did you do that?
Because I have a temper and I didn't want to do anything else.
But she didn't hold back.
She took this laptop, threw it on the ground, and stomped on it.
That would be a tit for tat.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Tammy Bryant is suing her son's ex-girlfriend, 20-year-old Trayshelle Causey, for smashing her laptop in a fit of rage.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, that's case number 245 on the calendar, in the matter of Bryant versus Causey.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat.
Miss Bryant, is this your son?
Yes, ma'am.
This used to be your girlfriend?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okie dokie. Claim that this young woman, during an argument with your son, damaged a laptop, and
yes,
it's
ma'am.
Your laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Was your son using the laptop?
Yes, he borrowed it to fill out applications with it.
When did he borrow it?
Probably the night before that it got broke.
And on what night did it get broken?
I don't remember the date of the incident.
That's your whole claim. Don't you think it would have been a good idea for you to figure out before you came here what the day of the incident was?
The police report says June 20th, but I couldn't get the police report because they said it was going to take 5 days to give it to me because they had name discrepancies on the police report. So they said it was an alias
on
there.
What they said. I'm asking you, on what day?
On June 20th.
Well, when did you find out that it was broken?
June 20th.
And you don't know how it got broken?
I wasn't there. I just know how
it
was.
So then you don't know?
Right.
Great. Sit down. Stand. You were there?
Yes, sir.
Where were you when the laptop got broken?
Our apartment.
And how long had you and the defendant been living together?
We moved in the beginning of June.
How old are you?
19.
And you?
21.
And what were you doing? What were you doing? I mean, you were 19, you moved out of your mother's house, right?
Yes.
What were you doing?
Working at a nursing home.
Still working there?
No.
What are you doing now?
I just got fired from my job.
Why?
Because I missed work.
You missed work? Well, what were you doing?
I didn't know I had to work that day.
You better stay home with your mother. What do you do?
Right now, I am unemployed.
So right now, you're unemployed and you're unemployed. Who do you live with?
My brother.
Your brother?
Yes.
What does he do?
He is an associate at Staples.
And with whom do you live?
Myself.
Okay. You want to tell me, sir, what happened on or around June 20th to your mother's computer?
So I woke up early in the morning to take a shower, and after the shower, I decided to take off the shower head to put a new one on that she bought, and I accidentally broke it, and she woke up irate and crazy.
Well, she didn't wake up irate and crazy.
But she woke up and found out that the shower head was broke, and so she got irate and crazy.
Well, tell me what she did. She woke up, she went into the shower, and?
I let her know that I broke the shower head.
The new one that she had bought?
Yes, on accident. Trying to tighten it, and it cracked because it was plastic.
And?
She just got irate and crazy and was just
You keep saying that, sir. That doesn't help me.
And she was just cursing me out and was saying, switch it back. And I was like, I can't because it's broke. We just got to take it back and get a new one. So it ended to we pushing each other. Then I'm calling
just
my...
Just a second. Doesn't end up we pushing each other. Step by step, she said to you, you broke the shower. She's calling you names, calling you stupid, whatever else it was. And then what did you do?
I tried to walk away to call my mom to ask for a ride of work because I had work at 1:30. And when I walked off, she pushed me and I was like, don't push me. And I pushed her.
So she pushed you?
Yes.
And then you pushed her?
Yes.
And then what happened?
I called my mom for a ride of work, said me and Trisha.
Called your mother to take you to work and?
Because we was arguing and she said, all right, I'll be there in a second. We pushed each other again and.
I don't hear you.
We pushed each other again and I was.
So now you're pushing each other again?
Yeah, and I picked
up. Well, just a second. So who pushed who first?
Her.
You're asking me that was a question mark. I wasn't there. Who pushed who first?
She did.
She pushed you how?
She pushed me saying, I'm taking you to work. And I'm like, no, I just need to calm down.
Well, she pushed you. Did you push her back?
Yes, I said that.
How did you push her back?
The same way she pushed me.
Tell me how that was.
Just like Just a little shove, the same
and
way.
And you did a little shove?
Yes.
She did a shove and you did a shove. And
yes.
Then what happened?
So I picked up her phone and threw it because I got a temper.
So then you, just a second, you picked up her phone.
Yes.
And you threw it.
Yes.
Where did you throw it?
On the floor.
Why did you do that?
Because I have a temper and I didn't want to do anything else.
Where was the phone when you grabbed it?
On the coffee table.
And you threw it down on the floor. Did you smash the phone?
No.
Did you throw it down hard?
No.
Yes, you did.
No,
I mean, otherwise, why would you have thrown the phone down if you didn't throw it down hard?
If I threw the phone down hard, it would have broke.
I know that? I'm not a physicist. And I assume you're not either. After you threw her phone down, what did she do?
She got up, looked for my phone, and couldn't find it, so she took this laptop, threw it on the ground, and stomped on it.
So she got up, looked for your phone. That would be a tit for tat.
Yes.
And she couldn't find it, so she took the laptop and smashed it.
Yes.
Okay. Your version.
Okay. I woke up and I was getting up to go get in the shower because I was going to prepare myself to go to work. And he was already up in the bathroom and he was exchanging the heads off the shower. I went into there and after 3 or 4 minutes, he told me basically that he broke the shower head that he just installed for me. After he installed the shower heads and he told me it was broken, we started arguing and we started fighting each other. And
how does that happen that you start fighting each other?
Because we are calling each other not by our names and it made us mad and we started fighting.
Okay.
After we were fighting, basically I reached for my phone to call my mom because I was upset and I wanted to go. And after I got her on the phone and told her what was going on, she said that she would be over, and that's when my phone had got thrown.
Well, what do you mean? You put the phone down?
No, I had the phone and that's why he took it from me from calling my mom to tell her what was going on.
Okay. And then what happened next?
After that, we had basically...
Not basically.
Oh.
I don't want to hear basically. I want you to tell me step by step what happened.
Okay. After the phone was thrown, we were still tussling around, pushing each other, calling each other out each other's names and things of that sort. And the laptop had got broken because Jalen...
How did it get broken?
We were tussling around and it got knocked off the coffee table.
Is that how it happened?
No, Your Honor.
Look at me. Just hold your head up. Hold your head up like this, like a normal person.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Is that how it got broken?
Yes, Your Honor.
How?
She stomped on it. She threw it on the ground and stomped on it.
She picked it up?
Yes.
And threw it on the ground?
Yes.
You know what? I don't like him, but I believe him. Yeah. I believe he did that to your phone. You couldn't find his phone and you threw the laptop on the floor. Gotta pay for it. Would you close that thing? It's actually annoying me. It's flickering in my eyes. Okay. Do you have the receipt from when you purchased it?
No, Your Honor.
Yes, ma'am, I do. It's right here.
Okay. $616. Now let's get to your counterclaim. The counterclaim is that at some point you were living in the Bryant house. Mrs. Bryant asked you to put the electricity bill in your name. You did that?
Yes.
And she was supposed to pay the bill?
Yes.
She didn't pay the bill?
No.
And now it's on your credit report?
Yes.
When did you move into Mrs. Bryant's house?
In March.
March 2012. When did you leave?
April.
And on what date did you put the bill in your name?
When I got there in March.
Beginning of March, middle, end?
Beginning.
Tell me about the conversation you had with Mrs. Bryant about the electricity bill.
Okay. When I moved into her house, she told me that basically her lights were going to get shut off because of non-payment. And
I don't want you to use the word basically anymore. It's a filler word. Like is a filler word. Or you know is like a filler word. For you, basically is a filler word. It's not basically. She told you that her lights were going to be shut off, and?
And as me living there, I told her basically, I'm sorry. I told her that it was okay for me to have my name in her bill.
I don't know what that means.
She asked me if it was okay if she put the light bill in my name, and I told her yes, it was okay, as long as it got paid.
Okay, and you lived there for?
A month.
A month, and what's the electric bill that you have?
The electric bill is from Ameren and it's $2,000.
Can I see it?
Yes.
I need to get this to her as well.
You live at 1305? No, ma'am. Who lives there?
That's my mother's address.
1403.
Yes, ma'am.
That's yours. That's
yes, ma'am.
The service
it was
address.
My address. Yes, ma'am. Your Honor, I also have a receipt for you to fix this. What I have to get the information of that we have on the computer as well already.
I'm on the electric bill.
Sorry.
Explain it to me.
The light bill. She had asked, her and my son had approached me and asked if she could stay with me, and I told her that if she got the lights turned on in her name and...
What's wrong with your lights?
Nothing was wrong with my lights, but well, that was going to be the agreement for her to stay with us.
Were your lights going to be turned off
no,
for
ma'am.
Non-payment?
No, ma'am.
We're not?
No, ma'am.
So you were current?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I never heard of a parent saying that to somebody. Put the light bill for my entire family in your name and you can stay here with my son. That's a ridiculous thing, so I don't believe you.
That wasn't the only agreement, though. She was supposed to put the lights in her name in order to stay there. That was her payment for staying there. She had all amenities included in that and food and everything. She didn't have to pay nothing but the light bill.
She lived there for how long?
She lived there since June, the beginning of June of 2011 till June of 2012.
When did she put the bill in her name?
In
what month?
In June of 2011 when she moved
in. Is that right?
No.
Show me. I don't have proof that what she's saying is incorrect. I mean, because I see that you came in June 2011. If you moved out in April of 2012, it's about $150 a month for electricity, gas, rent, whatever other amenities there are in the house. So that would not have been unreasonable.
When I had stayed there and basically me and Jalen had gotten into an argument at her house and I moved out into my mother's house. That's why the bill got mailed to my mother's house.
Were you living with her since June of 2011?
I was not. I stayed with her a month. I left and the bill stayed in my name. She told me she was going to take the bill out of my name and did not.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Where were you living before March?
With my mother.
Well, let me ask you this question then. Why is it that you did nothing about this electric bill before?
And later today.
What did you need that money for?
I had loans and stuff that unfortunately my father and other people were supposed to take care of and never came through with.
So you explain to me why you don't owe them that money.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Tammy Bryant says her son's ex-girlfriend, Trayshell Causey, smashed her laptop in a fit of rage. Trayshell is countersuing for unpaid utility bills that were put in her name.
When was the last time you paid an electric bill?
When we moved out.
When who moved out?
When my whole family moved out.
In what month?
July of this year.
July of this year?
July of this year.
You don't get paid for the computer.
Name.
She moved out in March.
She did move out in March. They moved out June of 2012 and got their own apartment.
Where were you living before March?
With my mother.
Well, let me ask you this question then. Why is it that you did nothing about this electric bill before?
Because she told me that it would be paid.
Yeah. You kept getting bills month after month after month because you had to get bills for 10 months.
The bills that were going to her address, the 1403, I only got that bill because they moved out of that address. And it was in my name. I'm not sure why they sent it to my mom's address.
I don't know either.
But
I don't know either, but you kept getting the bills every month. I can't help you on this counterclaim, but I do know that you owe her $616 for the laptop. I think you have to take this up with the electric company because I'm not sure how long you lived with him. How long she lived with you? How long did she live with you?
Since June.
Now, how many months did she live with you in your mother's home? Stand when you talk to me. Raise your head when you talk to me. How many, take your hands out of your pockets. How many months did she live with you in your mother's home?
9.
Judging for the plaintiff, the amount of $616, that's all.
Please excuse me, step out.
They have their issues, so it's sad it happened that way.
It was a little of this and a little of that.
Because all he had to do is walk away from the situation.
And then it skirted up to something that shouldn't have happened, but...
Because he's hard-headed.
It's a lot of stuff going on that day, so...
I wish that they would handle their issues in a different way.
It was too much to handle.
I hope that they learn to get along instead of arguing. I mean, it'd be nice.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Ratner versus Gehringer. Step forward, please.
Kate and David Ratner are suing their former babysitter, Brooke Gehringer, for an unpaid loan and for the return of a portion of her wages.
Mr. and Mrs. Ratner, you hired the defendant, who you knew. Tell me how you knew her, to babysit for you.
I've actually known Brooke for a very long time. Our families were friends growing up. I actually babysat her when she was a kid.
When did you hire her?
We hired her in October of 2011 to begin working in November.
You have one child?
Yes.
How many days a week was she to babysit?
She was working basically 5 days a week. We're both teachers, obviously except for days when there was no school in session.
Okay. And what was your rate of pay?
We paid her $200 a week. It was $40 a day.
And that was a flat fee?
Correct.
Okay. It is your claim that she owes you some money because she asked for an advance.
Correct.
She really, in effect, asked for a loan.
Yes.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
There was a period of time where Kate was going through some stuff and she hadn't been working at all. I was basically there taking care of the baby, but I was also there for Kate emotionally.
Oh, who cares? Nonsense.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kate and David Ratner say former babysitter Brooke Gehringer owes for a loan and for the return of money they paid for work that was never completed.
Now, when did she ask for the loan?
We had paid her in advance because she said she needed the money for different things. We paid her for June of 2012 in March. Then starting...
Just a second.
Okay.
So in March...
of 2012, we paid her her June paycheck.
At that point, she had been paid through the work she would complete in June.
So how much did you advance her in March?
We gave her all of April, May, and June payments.
Okay, so March. $600 was the advance. When did she stop working?
She stopped working for us the second week of June.
Okay, so that she, according to you, owes you for certain monies that were not used as babysitting services.
Right, well, there was $200 for a week that she did not complete work. In addition, we also loaned her $800.
Then I'm really not concerned about a partial week. I'm more concerned about the loan that you say that you made to her. When did you make her the loan?
We gave her small amounts in April of 2011. She told us she had money in a CD that would expire in May.
How much did you give her?
We gave her $600 in April and then an additional $200 in the first week of May.
What did you need that money for, Ms. Gehringer?
I needed it. I had car payments, I had loans and stuff that I had needed to pay off, stuff that unfortunately my father and other people were supposed to take care of and never came through with.
Okay, so these people were very nice to you and they gave you $800.
Absolutely. We have those too.
She acknowledges you gave her $800. $600 when?
$600 was in April.
April what?
I don't have...
Just tell me.
There was... $150 April 16th, $250 April 24th, and then there was an additional $150 on May 1st.
And when was the $200?
The $200 was May 7th. At that point, she had said that there wasn't as much money in the CD as she had thought, and she wanted to know if she could borrow the additional.
So you explained to me why you don't owe them that money.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Okay. So you explained to me why you don't owe them that money.
After they had lent me the money, yes, there was a week total that I didn't work for. In addition, there was a period of time in April and May where Kate was going through some stuff and she hadn't been working at all either. She was home. So I was basically there taking care of her, not taking care of Kate. I was taking care of the baby, but I was also there for Kate as well, emotionally.
Oh, who cares? Who cares? If you spend an hour, you spend an hour. If you spend an hour with the baby, that's fine. If you spend an hour with the baby and the mother, that's fine. That's still an hour. Keep going.
I was going about 45 minutes early to an hour early every day. And
you owe her $800. What else?
There was the
$200. Nonsense.
There was the $200 that she had not worked for. We paid her for a week that she didn't come in the last week of June.
Why didn't you go in?
I was having medical problems myself and was unable to come in.
Well, then you owe them that money. They paid you for that week.
I have paid her them back so far $220.
You have paid them back $220.
I have paid them back $220.
Fine. Then you only owe $800. Judgment for the plaintiff. Thank you. That's all.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
You sound like you have a lot of people that are against you.
Was she always a victim?
Why did you ask the plaintiff for money?
It was just hard times, I guess.
You think that it was easy times for her?
She made it seem like that.
Judge Judy.
She had lied to us repeatedly about being able to pay us back, saying she had the money.
Kate had asked me to,
it turned out she never had the money,
take out a checking account and overdraw to pay back the money.
I mean, I know that my daughter was in great hands.
She even had, at that point, gone as far as then saying,
but when someone lies to you over and over again, you start to,
that she thought at one point that she
worried about the trust.
Wasn't sure if the baby had been in good hands at one point.
I'm very glad that we were able to recover the money that we had lent her.
I knew that the baby was in good hands. The money was one thing.
Not to lend people money.
Taking care of the child was another, and it was two totally separate issues.